Ladybird!
Keywords with Peter and Jane. 10C. Save our bookshop. Based on the original Keywords with Peter and Jane reading scheme and research by William Murray. Original edition written by William Murray. This edition written by Ben Hume Cross. Illustrated by Pablo Gallego with colour work by Valeria Abadzoglu. Based on characters and design by Gustavo Masali. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 1964-2023. Audio copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2023. It was a snowy morning, and Peter and Jane had just finished breakfast in the kitchen.
"Today's going to be great," said Peter. "It'll be so much fun to play in the snow at school."
"Right, Peter and Jane,"
Mum called from the next room.
"Clear up those breakfast things in the kitchen. Put on lots of warm clothes this morning, please. They said on the television there will be even more snow this afternoon."
Peter and Jane walked to school in the snow.
"I love snow so much,"
said Jane, laughing.
"Can we play in the snow this afternoon? Then have a fire in the living room and play music?"
"Yes,"
Mum said, laughing too.
"The snow will still be here. It stopped snowing this morning, but it's going to snow again this afternoon."
"That's lots of snow,"
said Peter.
"We can make snow people! A snow family!"
They were so happy about the snow that morning that they didn't see the poster in the bookshop right away.
"No!"
said Peter and Jane.
"The bookshop is going to close!"
Their family loved the bookshop. They stopped by the window.
"I thought all the people in town loved the bookshop,"
said Mum. Jane thought it was very sad. She'd been so happy at breakfast. Now, even the snow and the thought of a fire this afternoon didn't make her happy. All morning, Peter and Jane thought about the bookshop closing down. At lunchtime, their friends had a great time playing in the snow. Even when Peter and Jane joined in, they still weren't happy. Then, in the afternoon, it began to snow again.
"Look at those frowns. I thought you'd have a great day,"
said Mum after school.
"Are you still sad about the bookshop?"
They really were sad. On the way home, Peter and Jane wanted to stop at the bookshop.
"Yes, let's stop by there,"
Mum said.
"Why are you closing?"
Jane asked the bookseller.
"We love this place."
"Lots of people love the bookshop,"
the bookseller told them.
"But these days, people can buy books in lots of different places, in many different shops and online.
When they got home, Mum said,
I'll light the fire. Then I thought we could make a family plan to help the bookshop.
Great, Mum!
Said Jane. Then Peter and Jane jumped happily out of the snow and sat at the table by the fire.
Right, let's think,
began Jane.
Lots of people still love bookshops, even if they shop online. Why do we like bookshops?
Because our family loves books,
said Peter.
Lots of people like books,
Mum began.
But we can still buy them online or in bigger shops. Why buy a book in a bookshop?
It's good to look at a book before you buy it,
said Jane.
You can even go to a bookshop with your family, and it can be a great day out. It makes you feel happy.
Right then, we must tell people that bookshops make them happy,
said Peter.
I've got it,
said Jane.
Let's have a party at the bookshop for people who love books.
Mr. Grant could play some music,
said Peter.
That's a great plan,
Mum told them.
Then people would see how much families and friends love the bookshop.
Mum got up and walked to the kitchen.
What if we got a story about the party in the newspaper?
Said Jane.
Then even more people would hear about it.
Peter thought hard. Then he had a different plan.
Mum, you know those comic books I love?
He called.
The ones about the Elf Town? Oh, that writer is great,
said Mum from the kitchen.
Can we write to him on your computer?
Asked Peter.
He's called Dr. Fire.
Mum got her computer and looked online for Dr. Fire. Then she handed the computer to Peter. These were the words that Peter wrote.
I love your books so much. They make me and my friends very happy. My family even loves the television show of your books. We all love our High Street bookshop too. It sells lots of different books. This morning, we found out that it is closing. It would be great if you could write to the people at the bookshop so they know that lots of people want the bookshop to stay. Thanks, Peter and Jane.
The next afternoon after school, Peter and Jane walked by the bookshop again.
Right, we've been thinking,
Jane told the bookseller.
Lots of our friends like your bookshop, and we'd love it to stay.
We thought we could have a party with great music and lots of people. What do you think?
Said Peter.
You might even get pictures of the bookshop in the newspaper.
What a great plan,
said the bookseller.
We have room for a party. I can tell people why I love working here. I'm Priya, by the way, and this is Clive.
Great to meet you. I'm Jane, and this is Peter,
said Jane.
We'll find a way to tell lots of people about the party.
The children thought about the party as they walked home in the snow. By the time they got back, Jane had an even better plan to make sure lots of people would come to the party. The next morning, Jane said,
No time for breakfast. We've got to get to school.
Hang on,
said Peter.
I want my breakfast.
At school, Jane told her teacher about the bookshop.
Mr. Bell,
Jane began,
we're going to have a reading party to help the bookshop. The children from school could dress up as someone from a book they love. Families could buy books there. Then we could all read and play music at the party.
That's a great plan, Jane,
said Mr. Bell. That afternoon, Jane told Clive her plan.
The party won't even cost money,
she said.
Children from school will come. Then they will see why they should buy books here, as well as online and in other shops.
We might still have to close,
Clive told the family.
But it's a great plan. I like that you thought of having music too.
By the fire at home, Dad helped Peter make a poster on the computer. A film Jane loved was on television.
This party is going to be so much fun,
said Jane.
People love dressing up.
Stop the film, Jane,
said Peter with a happy laugh.
Dr. Fire says he talked to the bookshop. He thinks it's great that we want to help.
The next morning, Mr. Bell told Peter he could put the posters up at school. Peter and Jane were very happy, and their friends thought the reading party would be great fun. They told their friends to tell their families about the party too.
Just think how happy people will be if they have great new books to read,
said Jane. That afternoon, Peter and Jane put posters up in lots of different places. Then, when they got home, Mum told them to come and look at the television. On the television news, there was a story about Peter and Jane's reading party. People even began talking about it online too.
You'll be in the newspaper or on television next,
Dad said, laughing. On the afternoon of the party, Jane got dressed up as a wolf and Peter got dressed up as a wizard. By the time they got to the bookshop, it was packed. One of Peter's posters was in the window, and there were lots of people. Someone was selling hot drinks at a table by the door, and Mr. Grant was playing music by the table. Lots of children were sitting on the floor and at tables in the shop. All afternoon, people walking by stopped to hear the music and look in the bookshop. Some people wanted to see the children dressed up, and many people wanted to buy books. The booksellers were very happy.
I never thought so many people would come,
Clive said. Peter and Jane were very happy too. Then Peter began yawning. They had been reading for some time and it was getting dark.
Maybe we should stop now,
said Jane.
You look even more tired than me.
No,
said Peter.
People are still buying books. We can't stop.
You're right,
said Jane.
Look, there are even more people here now than there were this afternoon.
Right, children,
began Priya, the bookseller.
You've been so much help. We've been selling books all afternoon, and lots of people said they would come back again. We think the shop will not have to close down after all.
The people in the shop cheered.
Now,
said Priya,
there is someone here who would like to talk to you.
Someone was coming in the door. It was Dr. Fire. The children were very happy. Someone from the newspaper was there. There was even someone filming for television. When the room was still, Dr. Fire began to talk.
I'm here because of Peter and Jane,
he said.
They wrote to me and asked me to visit the bookshop. I love bookshops,
Dr. Fire told them.
When I was a boy, I would go to my town's bookshop with my dad. I looked at all those different books on the tables and thought, maybe one day I'll be a writer. Now I live by this bookshop, and I don't want it to close. Look at all these children reading. Look at all these people who have come to buy books this afternoon.
After speaking to the people in the bookshop, Dr. Fire talked to Peter and Jane.
You did a great thing here,
he told them. The television people filmed Peter and Jane talking to Dr. Fire. Then the television reporter asked Peter and Jane if they had something to say to the people at home.
Yes,
Jane said.
Bookshops are great!
Even when it's snowing!
said Peter with a laugh.